सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
वी वर डिस्कसिंग द ग्लोरी ऑफ आत्मज्ञान नॉलेज ऑफ सेल्फ। सो इट इज सेड यत ज्ञात्वा न पुनर्मोहम एवं व्यासि पांडव। ओ पांडव अर्जुन हैविंग नोन यत ज्ञात्वा हैविंग नोन न पुनर्मोहम नॉट अगेन मोह डेल्यूशन यू विल नेवर गेट डेल्यूटेड अगेन। सो वी हैव टू डिसाइड इफ आई वॉन्ट आत्मज्ञान आई विल कैन नेवर बिकम इग्नोरेंट अगेन आई कैन नेवर बिकम डेल्यूटेड। सो आफ्टर हैविंग आत्मज्ञान एंड यू वॉन्ट आई वॉन्ट टू बिकम अगेन इग्नोरेंट नॉट पॉसिबल। After learning 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, can you forget 2 plus 2 4 is not 4? No, you cannot forget. After getting that knowledge, no more delusion. What is no more delusion? Now you understand what is Atman correctly, and you understand Anatman also correctly. You know the nature of Anatman, you know the nature of Atman. Now you are no more confused. How can you get confused now? You could never get confused. येन भूतानि अशेषेण दृश्यसि आत्मनि यतो मयि। येन बाय दैट नॉलेज बाय दैट ज्ञान आत्मज्ञान व्हाट विल हैपन यू विल फाइंड दैट एवरीथिंग भूतानि अशेषेण ऑल बीइंग्स आर सुपर इम्पोज दृश्यसि एन आत्मनि यू विल सी ऑन योर आत्मन एवं मयि इन द भगवान ऑल्सो। So you will find that everybody is superimposed on your Atman, every being, all the whole world is in your Atman or in Bhagwan. Then a question may come in your mind. Only those who have purified their mind, who have never committed any sin, those who are Punyatma, only they are eligible for this knowledge. तो भगवान से यदि अपि चेदसी पापेभ्यः सर्वेभ्यः पापकृतम् इफ यू आर द मोस्ट सिनफुल अमंग ऑल द सिनर्स यू आर ऑन द लिस्ट ऑफ द ऑल द सिनर्स ऑन द टॉप मोस्ट नंबर वन पोजिशन इवन इफ दैट बी सो सर्वम ज्ञान प्लवे नैव ब्रिजनम संतरिष्यसि संतरिष्यसि मीन्स यू विल क्रॉस क्रॉस व्हाट ब्रिजनम सिंस हाउ मेनी सिंस सर्वम ऑल सिंस Unlimited sins we have committed. We will cross over all sins by what? Jnana plave naiva. By the raft of knowledge, by the boat of this knowledge. By this knowledge we can cross over all our sins. It is scientific. Don't doubt it. It is true. So how this all the sins are burnt or destroyed? Yatha edhansi samido agni bhasmasat kurte arjuna. Yatha edhansi samido agni, a blazing fire, samido agni, blazing fire. In that blazing pyre, if you put some fuel, and that fuel can be a wet log, a heavy log, a small log of a different size, different color, different scent, you put in that blazing pyre. It will reduce everything to ashes. It will reduce. Similarly, jnana agni sarva karmani bhasma sat kurte tatha, same way, by this knowledge, this fire of knowledge, sarva karmani, all karma, bhasma sat kurte, it destroys all karma. All sanchit karma are destroyed, except the prarabdha that we have discussed already. Now, Bhagavan says in the next verse,
Nahi gyane na sadrisham, nahi gyane na sadrisham, pavitram yaha vidyate, pavitram yaha vidyate, tat swayam yoga sam siddhah, tat swayam yoga sam siddhah, kale natmani vindati, kale natmani vindati, nahi gyane na sadrisham, pavitram yaha vidyate, tat swayam yoga sam siddhah, kale natmani vindati.
Iha, here in this world, jnanena sadrisham, anything equal to that wisdom, that knowledge, pavitram, purifier, hi na vidyate, there is no other thing better than this knowledge of the self which can purify you. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram hi vidyate. Tat swayam yoga sansiddha, tata, that knowledge, swayam yoga sansiddha, himself perfected in the yoga, kalena in time, himself perfected. First you have to perfect yourself. First you have to purify yourself. Kalena atmani bindati, in time, atmani, in your own self, bindati, he finds that. So no sadhana is equal to jnana. We can have aparoksha anubhuti of self by the knowledge only. By knowledge only, we can have the direct experience of Atman. Not by japa, not by karma yoga, not by puja, not by snan, not by tirtha brahman. I am not criticizing all these. But none of this will give you jnana. Jnana is separate. That you have to get it from the Upanishad, from Bhagavad Gita. But for the preparation to be eligible for that knowledge, we need that japa, tapa, dhyana, then puja, tirtha brahman, snan. These are all needed. These all are a notch lower than the jnana, a notch lower. Why so? Because they are all the atonement, they are done all for the atonement of sin. We go to Prayagraj or go to Haridwar, take a dip in Ganges. Why? To wash away, to destroy all our sins. Tirtha Brahman, same. Puja, jap, everything is for the atonement only. But they don't destroy sinner. Doership will not go away. By taking a dip in Ganges or by chanting the name of the Lord or doing the puja of Bhagavan by the Tirtha Brahman, your doership will not be destroyed. Sinner will remain. Sins will be destroyed. You will again commit sin after even taking a dip in Haridwar. Sinner is not destroyed. Knowledge destroys sinner. Knowledge destroys doership. knowledge destroys individuality. Knowledge destroys jivatva. You are no more karta. This is the effect of that knowledge. What is that knowledge? What is that knowledge? Next question comes. What is that knowledge? So already Bhagavan has said, Brahma arpanam brahma vi brahma agnau brahma nautam brahma ivatena gantabhyam brahma karma samadhina. By that knowledge you will see Brahman everywhere. Chamas is Brahman, ghee is Brahman, fire is Brahman, and for whom it is chanted, it is Brahman. The phal which you are going to, fruit which we are going to get is also Brahman. One who is doing it also is a Brahman. So you are seeing Brahman everywhere. By knowledge, by that knowledge, you will be able to reach that state. Number two, knowledge that I am akarta is gyan. I am akarta. This knowledge is being given. How you become akarta? Because I get the knowledge. What is that knowledge? I am Brahman. And many times we have said Brahman is karta. One, two. Out of the so many people, three people say, no, Brahman is not karta. We have many times seen that Brahman is a karta. Once I become Brahman, I also become a karta. After becoming Brahman, how can you become karta? You cannot become karta. So the knowledge is that I am a karta. And what is the essence of karma, akarma, and vikarma? Essence of karma, akarma, and vikarma is also akarta, atma. Atma is akarta. Understood, understood. Very good. Where will I get that knowledge? Next question comes. Already discussed in verse number, sloka number 34. Tadviddhi, know that. Pranipatena, surrender. Pariprasnena, ask worldly questions to Guru. Nobody reacted. Are you here? You are supposed to ask only spiritual question to Guru. So you will ask spiritual question to Guru. Sevaya. Sevaya means you have to serve Guru for tuning of mind. When the mind is tuned, then only the knowledge will flow. The Guru has to know you, whether you are a sattvic person or a rajasic person or a tamasic person, and accordingly he will give you sadhana. Suppose you are tamasic. What sadhana he will give? So he will come here in the Chinna Mission, you come and vacuum the shrine. Every week you will come. That sadhana will, because you are a tamasic person. For a rajasic, other sadhana. For a sattvic, other sadhana he will give. Maybe he gives some japa. But a tamasic person, he will not give japa. So parisevaya, you get that gyan in this way. Okay, so what is the benefits? Please tell me. Let us summarize the benefits of this atma gyan, spiritual knowledge. For last 6.5 years, we are discussing about this atma gyan, atma gyan. Kya milega mere ko? Jnana agni sarva karmani bhasma sat kurte tatha. Gyan reduces all actions to axes. Whatever actions we have done, which are not yet fructified. It is not that whatever action you do, you get the result then and there. Some result may come after many lives. So all those actions which we have done and not fructified, they are all destroyed. Number two, sinner is destroyed. Note it. This is most important. Sinner is destroyed. Kartitva is destroyed. Jivatva is destroyed. Ego is destroyed by that knowledge. He becomes akarta by that knowledge. And other sadhana, jap, tap, karma yoga, tirtha, puja, snan, they all act at the mind level. They purify mind. That's all. That's all. They never remove your kartitva. Doership is not destroyed. If so long the doership is there, you will continue to do wrong things. you will continue to do the wrong thing and create vasanas also. So if kartitva is there, sanchit karma is there. If kartitva is there, sanchit karma is there. If the sanchit karma is there, you have to take birth. You have to take birth. Other sadhanas act at the mind level, jnana acts at the jivatva level, destroy the jivatva. Other sadhanas are the atonement for the sins. Jnana is that which removes the sinners once for all. No more kartitva, no more ego, no more jivatva, no more individuality. Tat swayam yoga sansiddhi kalena atmani bindati. He who is himself perfected in yoga. First we have to perfect ourselves in yoga. Then what will happen? In himself, in good time, he will find that knowledge is already with us. So this knowledge is very powerful. It ends delusion, which never comes back. You will never be deluded after getting this knowledge. But it takes time. Many times we have said purification of mind will take long time. Knowledge will happen in 1 second. Knowledge will not take much time. Purification will take a lot of time. So one, when he is eligible, he gets in his own self. Tat jnanam atmani swayam bindati. He gets it effortlessly. Don't hasten. First prepare yourself for that knowledge. Some more subtle things Bhagavan will say. But before that, Gurudev has beautifully explained this verse. Beautifully. So glorious is the result of self-realization, the Lord Krishna explodes in enthusiasm and cries, verily, there exists nothing in this world more noble and sacred than the self-knowledge. Just as to a drowning man, there is nothing more precious than a lifebelt, so too, to the deluded ego, there cannot be a greater possession and a nobler endeavor than the acquisition of knowledge of its own real nature. This is what should be the goal of our life, you know, get this knowledge. The knowledge of the self can be attained in one's own bosom. And when one has gained in oneself a full mastery of yoga, so first we have to prepare ourselves. Mastery of yoga is to be done first. When one has sincerely and diligently practiced the above mentioned 12 yagyas, other 12 yagyas we have already discussed. And if you have attentively listened, you will find that all of them are related to our perceptions and response. All our perception, pranayama yagya, 7 types. Then there was a yagya about control on the sense object, control of senses. And at one place we found that saupadik jeev is offering himself into the nirupadik Brahman. You know? All these yagya we have to get perfected in that. And gained a complete self-mastery through them. The mastery of the self over the flesh is not given by any teacher. Nobody can purify you. We all have to put in our effort. If I am hungry and if you eat sumptuous food, will my hunger be satiated? No. I have to put in effort. I have to eat. The traditional story of a teacher spiritualizing a student by his touch is a myth. Don't think that teacher will just touch you and you become a realized master. It will never happen. It is a myth. It is impossible. I am not saying. Gurudev is saying it is impossible. Had it been so, in the presence of such a perfect prophet like Krishna, Arjun could have attained, especially when the Lord felt such a great friendliness and love toward him, in a wink, all the spirituality needed to become a God-man. Bhagavan Krishna should have given that to him. He would have touched Arjun. They were Sakha. Bhagavan loved him. He must have embraced him, touched him many times. But Arjun never got realized. Even in the battlefield, By touching, he could have made him guru. No! He made him to fight that war. Karma Yoga. When he did the Karma Yoga, after that, earlier he was deluded. He asked question to Bhagwan, what is Sriya for me? What is good for me? What is my duty in this battle? He was asking. And at the end of the 18th chapter, he says, I am no more deluded. He was thinking, I will be killing all these people. I will be killing. I am karta. And at the end of the discourse by Lord, he got up and fought and won the war. See? He is no more karta. The knowledge made him a karta. Many devotees have from time to time wasted their chances and brought dishonor to their noble teachers because they expected their guru to impart their acquired wisdom to them, their chelas, for the physical service rendered or intellectual support given. Many of you think this way. If I serve physically to guru or give him some money, he will impart knowledge. Many of the existing seekers are today thoughtlessly squandering away their noble opportunities by vainly waiting for this cheap and ready method of purchasing godhood. It will never happen. Don't wait. Don't waste your time. Don't waste. Start doing karma yoga. Purify your mind. And then get the knowledge. Let them be warned that in spite of such glorification of some gurus available in the market and sold at some ashrams in this country, it has no scriptural support. Nowhere in Veda we find that this knowledge can be passed on by just touching. And he will give a beautiful example. Try yourself. Can you do it? He will tell you later on. Here Krishna in all love plainly tells the truth to Arjuna that he has to purify himself, Swayam. It is said, Swayam Yoga Sansiddhi. Swayam we have to do ourselves. Nobody else is going to help me. And then he himself will realize the truth in good time. Kalena. It will take some time. Self-realization is not a magic. It's not a magic. It is not a witchcraft or a sorcery or mesmerism by which we can easily gain a relief from our sorrows as through tying a amulet or a charm or a sacred thread. Don't go in for all these things. Give me a tabij or give me a thread. I will get realized. It will never happen. God realization is the final end of evolution, the fulfillment of existence. Just as no great living scientist, be careful, he is giving an example. Just as no great living scientist can by a touch or with his teachings or with his blessings overnight make an illiterate fool as a great scientist as himself, so too the spiritual perfection of a master cannot be transferred to an animal youth living grossly in its flesh. Suppose you are a doctor, can you transfer the knowledge to your child by touch? Try. How do you expect the guru can by touch give you that knowledge? Each seeker has to struggle hard for himself. Each seeker, struggle hard. Don't think you will employ a pandit and you will say, okay, you go on chanting all the Vedas day and night for my benefit. Whose mind will be purified?
Pandits.
Whose mind will be purified? The one who is doing the japa, his mind will be purified. Applying his best in living the life divine, wherein the teacher can help, no doubt, a little more than the scientist can help his apprentice. No definite time schedule is promised for the perfection to manifest. It is only said that he who is practicing sincerely and devotedly all the 12 different subjective yajna, all 12 yajna are subjective, related to individual. We have to practice that are described earlier, will attain the necessary growth within, and well, in good time, some of come to the experience of the self, the beatitude of perfection, the state of godhood. In good time, kalen, this does not mean either immediately, or nor does it promise us the supreme only after trillions of impossible years. The same idea has been more beautifully described in the following stanza by a more self-explanatory term, Arlong, Achirena. It gives a direct suggestion of hope and guidance to all seekers of all times that they need not become impatient, and that in fact it would be far better for them constantly to apply themselves on the right path in the full confidence that they shall ere long reach the goal. And then Bhagwan tells the surest means of acquiring is declared in the next verse. How can I get this knowledge? Earlier you have to go to the Guru, pranipatena, pariprasnena, parisevaya, but we also have to have some qualities before reaching a Guru. What are those qualities?
Shraddhavan labhate jnanam.
Shraddhavan labhate jnanam.
Tatpara sayatendriyah.
Tatpara sayatendriyah.
Jnanam labdhva param shantim.
Jnanam labdhva param shantim.
Achirena adhigachyati.
Achirena adhigachyati.
Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Tatpara sayatendriyah. Jnanam labdhva param shantim. Achirena adhigachyati.
So, Bhagwan says, sanyatendriya, number one. Number two, tatparaha. Number three, shraddhavan. Labhate jnanam. They will obtain jnana. If you have got these three qualifications, sanyat indriya, controlled senses, tatparaha, devoted, you are putting your self-effort, shraddhavan, and you are a man of faith. You have got shraddha. Then, jnanam labhate, you will get that knowledge. Then what will happen if I get that knowledge? Jnanam labdha, having attained, got this knowledge, param santim, supreme peace, adhigachyati, he gets, how long? Achirena, achirena, soon he will get. So shraddhavan labhate jnanam, tatparaha labhate jnanam, sanyat indriya labhate jnanam. So first Bhagavan says shraddha. So shraddha is the first and the topmost priority. It is required in all fields. You must have a shraddha. If we are in the school and college, we have shraddha in our teachers, professors. Whatever they said, yes, accept it. If teacher says that Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world, or in US, if the teacher says the Mississippi River is the longest river, we have got the shraddha. And if the exam question comes, we write, yes. Which one is the highest mountain? Everest. Which is the longest river in US? Mississippi. If you have no shraddha, if you don't write that answer, will you succeed? No. So we have got shraddha in the teacher. So our journey is from ajnan to jnan. Jnan to jnan. We need jnan. Who can give you jnan? One who knows that jnan only can give you. If you want to know physics, you have to go to physics teacher. He knows physics. If you come to know, I may not be able to spell that also. So go to a teacher who knows that jnana. He can only give that jnana. And what will happen? Ignorance will be removed. A jnana will be removed by jnana. And for that, we have to go to a teacher who is a jnani. Then what is shraddha? In Tattva Bodh we have seen Guru Vedanta Vakyadisu Vishwasa Shraddha. Vishwasa, faith. Guru. In the scripture, Vedanta Vakya. In the statements of Upanishad, Vedanta, Tattvamasi, Adisu, who is Adi? Adi the Ishwar. We should have Shraddha in three. Shraddha in Ishwar, Shraddha in Guru, and Shraddha in our Shastra. Because they are the Praman. They are the source. We can get it from Guru only. And Guru will give you only what he has learned from his teacher, from the Shastra. That only he will give you. They are the pramans, you know. Praman means what? The means of knowledge. Like seeing color or a form. What is the praman? Means is eyes are the praman to see the form. You cannot see form with ears. You cannot see. If you are blind, you have to take assistance of somebody. You tell me what is this color. You have to shraddha in other. Similarly, we should have shraddha in the Shastra, because in the Shastra, through Shastra only, we will get the knowledge of the Self. So faith is a trust till the discovery of the Self. So we should have a faith till we reach. The moment ashraddha comes, even during the sadhana, it will take long time. Already said, do karma yoga for a long time, japa, tapa, sadhana, everything for a long time. After doing 1 year of japa, if you say nothing has happened, so you have come, you develop ashraddha, no faith, you drop it. Nahin karenge jap. What will happen? Ho gaya khatam, your sadhana is khatam, finished. You will never reach. So you should have faith till the goal is reached. So we should have faith in the Shastra, in the rituals also. The 12 Yajna which Bhagwan has said, we should have faith in that, practice that, do karma yoga. Then you become eligible for that. We have to have, like for going to Swarga, many people do this Jyotish Dham. Because we have got Shraddha in the Shastra, you cannot experience till you die here. After death you will go to Swarga. But still people are doing. Why? They have got Shraddha in the Shastra. Shastra says, therefore I have to do it. But in the Gyan Khand, you experience here and now. Not after death. You are a Jivan Mukta while living. Not after death. We can experience it here. So we must have Shraddha. Till we attain that knowledge, those who have reached there, they validate. They say, yes, yes, whatever Veda and Upanishad say, this is right. Whatever Gita, Ramayana, Bhagavatam is saying, everything is right. It is very scientific. Only Shraddha is not sufficient. We need to do something more. Tatpara. We have to put in effort also. Tatpara. We have to put in effort. In Kathopanishad it is said, yam eva esa brunute tena labhya, whosoever chooses, he will get it. People are not interested in Atma Gyan. If I choose, I want Atma Gyan, I will get it. We have to select. Ishwar Kripa, Guru Kripa, Shastra Kripa is always there. Atma Kripa is needed. I need it. If Atma Kripa is not there, if I am not interested, what Guru will do, what Shastra will do, what Ishwar will do, nothing will happen. But if I am interested, success is guaranteed. 100% success is guaranteed. Why? Because it is your Atman, it is with you. You will find it in yourself. Jin khoja tin paaiya gahre pani pait, said Nanak. Jin khoja, whosoever, literate, illiterate, whosoever may be. Jin khoja tin paaiya, 100% guaranteed, because Atman is with us, already with us. But remember, Shraddha and Tatparta only will not be sufficient. Still the vasanas can derail our sadhana. Therefore, Sanyat Indriya, third. Indriya should be controlled. So we start from Karma Yoga, number one. Then in the spiritual journey, we should have Shraddha in Guru Vedanta Vakyesu Shraddha. And the third, Tatpara, Purusharth is needed. And the fourth step is Sanyat Indriya, control your senses. Why control your senses? Bhagwan has already said in Bhagavad Gita, Indriyani Pramathini Haranti Prasavammana. The turbulent senses of a wise man forcibly carry away his mind. And tadasya harati pragyam vayu navam vibhambasi, carries away his intellect as the wind carries away a boat on water. So senses and mind are very, very powerful. Vasanas are very powerful. They can relay our sadhana. We have to be very, very careful. Jnanam labdha param santi achirena adigacchati. Jnanam labdha, after the aparoksha anubhuti, after the direct experience of the Atman, what will happen? Don't think you will win that $1 billion lottery which they are advertising every day in news. Nobody is winning and the prize amount is going up, up, up. No, you will not get money. Don't expect dollar. Param Santi, you will get peace. Param Santi. So aparoksha anubhuti and Param Santi, it happens instantly, simultaneously. There is no gap of time in between these two. Experience your Anatman and be always Sadananda. Constantly experience that ananda. And this is called mukti. Mukti means atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik suprapti is mukti. So don't doubt. Doubt is the greatest enemy. Don't doubt. Now in the next slok, Bhagwan will take up who will not get this knowledge. That we'll see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.